From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A big day today at the U.S. Supreme Court. We should say right off the bat that there were not any retirement announcements, but there were rulings on a number of interesting cases, including two involving the display of the Ten Commandments on government property.
By a 5-4 vote, the court ruled that contemporary displays of the commandments for religious reasons violate the separation of church and state. But in a second case, the court said that long-standing and uncontroversial monuments on public land may be permissible. That's if they were not erected to advance religion. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
With recent fights over the erection of Ten Commandments monuments at a fever political pitch, the Supreme Court's decision today staked out a middle ground, but by just one vote, the vote of Justice Stephen Breyer. At issue were two cases, one from Kentucky and one from Texas. The Kentucky case involved the posting of the Ten Commandments at two county courthouses in 1999. In both cases, the commandments were posted in high-traffic areas by public officials who said the displays were to demonstrate America's Christian heritage. Twice the displays were held unconstitutional by the lower courts, and twice the counties changed the displays, eventually adding other framed documents that were not religious, such as the Declaration of Independence and the lyrics of the Star-Spangled Banner. But today, the Supreme Court ruled that the purpose of the display had clearly been religious, and the other documents were added later only to conceal that true purpose. Writing for the court majority, Justice David Souter said that the Constitution's ban on state establishment of religion was meant to prevent government from favoring one religion over another or religion over irreligion. And he said that when, as here, a religious purpose is evident, the display is not permitted. The second case from Texas, however, came out the other way when Justice Stephen Breyer switched sides. The Texas monument is a 6-foot-high, 3-foot-wide piece of granite that's been on the Texas State Capitol grounds for some 40 years. It's surrounded by 16 other monuments, none of them religious, and was donated by the Fraternal Order of Eagles, a civic organization that donated thousands of similar monuments in the 1950s and 60s. Indeed, much of the Ten Commandment monument fever was spurred by movie producer Cecil B. DeMille in order to promote his movie, The Ten Commandments. Citing this history, Justice Breyer, whose vote made the difference, said the Texas case was candidly a borderline case. On the one hand, the commandment's text, he said, undeniably has a religious message, "I am the Lord thy God," etc. On the other hand, said Breyer, the Ten Commandments can convey not simply a religious message, but also a secular moral message. In the Texas case, he noted, the group that donated the monument was a civic organization, not a religious one. The physical setting contained little or nothing sacred, and, said Breyer, the monuments had stood there for 40 years without anyone objecting until this case. For these reasons, he said, he concluded that the monument's purpose was primarily non-religious. To conclude otherwise, he said, would lead the law to exhibit a hostility towards religion and would require the removal of the Ten Commandments from public buildings, including the Supreme Court, where the Decalogue has long been portrayed as one of a series of bases for the creation of law. To order the removal of even such non-religious portrayals, he said, would create the very kind of religiously based divisiveness that the Constitution seeks to avoid. Reaction to today's rulings were somewhat muted, perhaps because the court divided the baby, as it were, and neither side could claim complete victory. Jay Sekulow of the Conservative American Center for Law and Justice said he thinks most of the older monuments are now safe.
Most of the litigation involved throughout the United States has been the Fraternal Order of Eagles monuments. There are 4,000 of them, and they stay in place based on the Supreme Court's decision today.
That disappointed the Reverend Barry Lynn of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
It looks like those are effectively grandfathered in by today's decision as being constitutionally permissible.
But Lynn said that he expects contemporary displays will have a much harder time under today's Supreme Court ruling, and that most, like the Kentucky display, will not survive. Michael Ferris, president of the conservative Christian Patrick Henry College, agrees.
I think new monuments are going to be in trouble unless they're these carefully crafted displays of everything, and people who have religious motives keep their mouths shut.
But University of Texas law professor Douglas Glaycock, who filed a brief opposing the Texas monument, sees today's ruling as tilting towards those who want to erect more monuments.
It's a pretty big win for the supporters of these displays. They've kind of got a roadmap. tone down the religious rhetoric, put some secular stuff around it, conceal your purpose, obfuscate, and you've got a good chance of getting away with this.
Today's series of opinions, a total of 137 pages, was a passionate exchange of views on the question of where to draw the line separating church and state. In an angry, rare oral dissent from the bench this morning, Justice Antonin Scalia asked how the court majority could possibly assert that the Constitution mandates government neutrality between religion and irreligion. After all, he said, God is mentioned in opening the Supreme Court each day, God is mentioned on our currency, and presidents routinely conclude speeches with the words, God bless America. Nothing stands behind the court's decision in the Kentucky cases, he said, except the courts say so. But Justice Sandra Day O'Connor replied in a concurring opinion, at a time when we see around the world the violent consequences of the assumption of religious authority by government, Americans may count themselves fortunate. Our regard for constitutional boundaries has protected us from similar travails while allowing private religious exercise to flourish. In all, there were 10 opinions written by the justices in the two cases, prompting Chief Justice Rehnquist to quip, I didn't know we had that many people on this court. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.